This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 404, Episode Not Found. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
It's a lightning round for Free Comic Book Day, Diana Marries a Monster, The Bombshells Save Britain, Jupiter's Circle Closes, and a farewell to Darwin Cook. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, May 15th, 2016. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, we have 2 weeks to cover, and we're going to start with the Free Comic Book Day Lightning Round.
Woohoo!
Free Comic Book Day was last weekend. And, of course, the LCSs hand out free comics to get new customers.
And maybe to reward loyal customers.
That's true. And thanks, as always, to our LCS, Pack Rat Comics.
The best comic store in the country.
That's right. And here was our haul this year. Bongo's Free For All 2016 with multiple new stories from Springfield, including a new Pie Man epic. Some of the artwork is better than others, but overall it's very satisfying, especially when it's free.
Yeah, you really like the Bongo stuff.
Yeah. Civil War II, Marvel, Electric Boogaloo, apparently.
And I picked up this one.
Yeah. Basically, the kickoff to the summer event with a preview of the first few pages along with a Wasp story.
Yeah, I don't know if it prompted me to read Civil War in the floppies, but I'll probably get the book when it comes out.
Yeah. DC Superhero Girls, which is kind of like Tiny Titans meets manga. Your favorite mostly female heroes in high school. And I guess at least they're trying to reach a new audience.
It reminded me a little bit of the JL8 webcomic.
Well, that's another good influence. Doctor Who Free Comic Book Day 2016 from Titan. We got four short new stories for Doctors 9, 10, 11, and 12. If you're a Whovian or just like the Titan titles, you'll enjoy it. Dark Horse Free Comic Book Day 2016 with a new Serenity story set just after the events in a recent miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Very bittersweet tale, along with Hellboy and Aliens short stories.
I'm kind of hoping that's a signal that they'll come out with more Serenity comics.
Spectrum from Automatic Publishing. Alan Tudyk is doing this web series called Con Men, about an actor who was on an old sci-fi series. Well, this story is from that old series. Not the most riveting story. It was kind of all over the place, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know if I was that impressed with it.
Suicide Squad, Free Comic Book Day 2016 from DC. Boo DC, just doing a reprint of Suicide Squad number one. Yeah, I know there's an upcoming movie. You know, if only there was a major event about to happen at DC they could have marketed.
Ooh, gee, too bad.
The Tick, Free Comic Book Day 2016 from New England Comics Press. Spoon! It's a new tale from the Twist superhero concept about ticks from multiple continuities. Really, this is the only time I ever get around to The Tick is Free Comic Book Day.
I didn't know that there was still a Tick comic.
Is there? It comes in and out in spurts every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not really an ongoing.
There is going to be a new Tick TV series.
That's true. Legends of Tomorrow number 3. Firestorm by Conway, Penseca, Hunter, Dalhouse, and Breen. Metamorpho by Lepestri, Benning, Sotomayor, and Heisler. Sugar and Spike by Giffen, Evely, Plasencia, and Napolitano. And Metal Men by Wine, Sinar, Scott, White, and Wands. Well, we get farther into the Firestorm, Metamorpho, and the Metal Men stories, but as always, the reason I get this $7.99 anthology title, Sugar and Spike. So we've already covered two-thirds of DC's Trinity, but of course we can't forget Wonder Woman. Well, what's her earlier indiscretion that she wants to clean up? It goes back to Wonder Woman number 155 in 1965, I Married an Alien.
Wow.
Which by the way, is the cover art for this episode. Diana falls in love and almost marries a monster prince who looks handsome when he does good, but looks like a green monster when he does bad. In the end, the prince decides he just wants to be left alone. I can certainly see why she'd want to make this all go away. And just like the other heroes, why did she do it? I was young.
Yeah.
So she calls Sugar and Spike to the Watchtower. Spike falls in love with her, of course. Sugar, whose last name we learn is Plum, just wants to get the job done. This all came back up when her old suitor is ready to show how they really did get married because he's got a fake marriage certificate.
He's got the marriage license. But he doesn't have the marriage certificate,
yeah.
Which we've learned is the important thing.
Yes. Turns out he is a shape-shifting alien and can and has apparently reproduced into four people. Sugar rounds them up and sends them to Star Labs, and we learn at the end it was Sugar's birthday, which Spike didn't remember, of course.
Of course.
At one point, they run into Flash at the Watchtower, and when they say they are there to see Wonder Woman, his mumbled reply is, better you than me. Really wonderful dialogue and art. I don't know who next is going to be in the Pantheon.
Well, maybe that Flash sighting was a sign that it will be Flash.
That could well be. I'm guessing it's either Flash or Green Lantern. DC Bombshells number 12 by Bennett, Braga, Adolfo, and Broom. The Battle of Britain concludes. Mira sacrifices her powers to save her beloved sailors and then gets captured. Brother Knight becomes the big bad. There's an interlude with an Indian girl giving birth and the baby is named Aruna, which I looked up was an Indian hero introduced during a year 2000 Planet DC event. Back to the battle, after a lot of argument, Stargirl sacrifices her life to save the city, beating the big bad, and year one is over.
But it's not like anything is really resolved. They're still having to fight monsters.
Right. Per previews, there is more to come from this title.
Okay.
Jupiter's Circle, Volume 2, Number 6 of 6 from Image by Millar, Torres, Scorching, Merva, and Doherty. The prequel miniseries comes to a conclusion, and we're basically past the big battle, which leaves the heroes up to deciding what they're going to do with their lives. Utopian continues to do kind of like the Superman Silver Age bit. He's rehabbing supervillains through therapy. He's delivering Christmas presents all over the world. He's treating his wife like a queen. But that's the trouble, because she feels he's too perfect and she feels small in comparison, so she leaves him.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And he decides to give up his fortune to the world and winds up with Lady Liberty, which sets us up for the Jupiter's Legacy story. There is going to be a second volume of Jupiter's Legacy coming out, I think, in July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some sad news. Darwin Cook has passed away of cancer at age 54. It was actually only announced the day before he passed away he even had cancer. He was really a spectacular and distinctive comic creator, one of a handful of artists you would recognize instantly, and a great writer. He started in the comic industry in 85, doing a little bit of work, but almost immediately moved over to commercial art due to financial pressure. He later worked for Warner Brothers and their animation arm and worked on the Batman and the Superman animated series. He did the opening credits for Batman Beyond, and he worked in the Men in Black animated series. So he didn't get back to comics until 2000 with the Batman Ego graphic novel. He was partly responsible for the Catwoman revamp in 2001 of that character. Got involved in multiple efforts for Marvel, but his masterwork was DC The New Frontier in 2004, which tells the dawn of the Silver Age.
And that was just stupendous.
Yes. He went on to create the first new ongoing Spirit title since Eisner had originally done the title. He later adapted Richard Stark's Parker crime novels for IDW.
And in case you don't know, Richard Stark is actually Donald Westlake.
He then worked on the Before Watchmen prequel, and his final work was that Twilight Children miniseries we talked about recently for Vertigo. Will definitely be missed in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get out of here, It's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm pressing the button.
TV related?
No.
Movie related?
Yes.
Is it one person on the cover?
No.
Two?
No.
Three?
Yes.
Two men and a woman?
No.
Two women and a man?
Yes.
Okay. And are they all under 30?
No.
Okay. Under 40?
I would say no.
Okay, so they're older. Is it 50, baby?
Yeah.
All right. They're all in the same movie?
They're all related to the same movie.
They're all related to the same movie. And they're all actors.
They are all actors.
Okay.
But they didn't all act in this movie.
In the same movie, but they, so...
But they are all connected to this movie.
Okay. Huh. Is the movie a movie that's coming out?
Yes.
And it's, is it a, is it genre related?
No.
Is it a comedy?
No.
Is it a drama?
Yes.
It's a drama that's coming out, Are any of the actors significantly younger or older than the others?
I would say not.
Okay, so they're all fairly contemporary.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a drama, 40s. Let's see. Is it considered to be a major movie coming out?
I would say so.
Okay, and it's not genre, and it is a drama.
It's a major movie if just for these people.
If just because these big people are in it. So people in their 40s who are major actors.
Well, I didn't say in their 40s, but 40s, 50s.
40s, 50s, 60s.
Probably not
60s. 60s, okay. 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay.
We did see a preview for it at one point, but you probably don't remember it.
I probably don't remember it.
You don't have much time left.
Is it an independent movie?
No.
So it's a big budget, a big studio movie.
Oh, your time's up. Do you want me to give you some clues and you can try to guess?
Sure.
Okay. If I said movie star, it would probably be one of the first 10 people that you would think of. Like male movie star.
Male movie star. Clooney.
Yes. All right. Lady movie star.
So it's Clooney and Julia Roberts.
It is.
And it's that money monster.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know who the other one is.
It's Jodie Foster who directed it.
Oh, there you go.
So okay. There you go.
Ah, okay.
I made you really try on that one because they're people you should know.
Okay. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pulp Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes and please leave us a review.
Email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Like us at facebook.com/sfppn. Follow us on Twitter @sfppn. Check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn. Or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9737. SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.